talking to children about death. "Mommy, when Grandma's done being dead, can she come back and work in the garden with me?" "What's wrong, Daddy?"
"I have a stomach ache."
"Are you going to die?"
"Why would you ask that?"
"Because Mommy had a stomach ache and she died."
Children experience death very differently than adults do, and to understand how they are experiencing it at the time of death, it's important to understand where they are developmentally. These examples I began with come from very young children. You may also hear something like, "If Grandma's dead, then how can she eat? And if she's in the ground, how can she see? Is she scared of the dark?" Or if you tell your young ones that a loved one is in heaven, don't be surprised next time you're on an airplane when he or she asks, "If we can see Grandma in heaven when we are on the plane, will she be able to see us?" Children under 2 do not have a concept of death, but will still miss the person or pet, and they may act out. However, this does not mean there is no reaction. On the contrary, children may have changes in eating, sleeping, and mood. Ages 3 to 6 typically will not understand death is permanent. They will have a tendency to think the person is coming back or that it is magically reversible. Children at this age may have nightmares, ask questions about death, and have regressive behaviors. They take words literally, so it is very important not to say words like, "Sally passed away," or "is sleeping," or "an animal was put to sleep," or "is taking a long trip," or "is resting." Otherwise, the children will be scared to rest, or they will think they're being put to sleep. I treated a 6-year-old child. It was about 6 months after an aunt died. The family was back to usual. The child refused to go to sleep. What came out of the therapy was that she was told her aunt was sleeping peacefully. The child was afraid to go to sleep because she thought she would be dead and never wake up. Also, it is important to answer a child's questions no matter what age. A young child needs to be reassured that all people die, however, that you are healthy and plan to live a long, long healthy life and will take care of them. And when someone dies, to tell them that you are very sad, and even though you are very sad, you can be sad and still take care of them just the same. Ages 6 to 9 may think of death more as something that comes and takes people away. Some children may still think that the dead person will come back. Guilt may make a person feel responsible. For example, most children have thoughts like, "I wish you were dead," or perhaps they feel they were naughty and that is why the person died. If a child feels that feeling like, "I wish you were dead," they may think they caused the person to die. You must explain to them that that is not so. This age, as well as all ages, may feel distressed and confused. They may feel fear of abandonment. It is very important to listen and watch and help a child talk about what is going on. Teens have an adult-like understanding of the finality of death. However, they may assume responsibility for the family. It's very important for the adults in the family to make sure that this doesn't happen. Talk to the teen. Allow time for solitude and reflection. Many people ask me if children should go to the funeral. Yes, funerals allow for closure, but don't force them and don't force them to see the dead person in the coffin. They have to do the ritual of their choice. If they don't want to go to the funeral, then help that child do their own ritual. Talk to children about your spiritual beliefs. It's okay to say that you don't have all the answers. Help children deal with their own fear of death. Pets teach children about the life and death cycle. I encourage families to have pets because from a very early age, children begin to learn how to deal with death in a healthy way. There are many books that can help children deal with death. Here are a few names. Grover by Vera and Bill Cleaver. A Taste of Blackberries by Doris Smith. When a Friend Dies, a book for teens about grieving and healing by Marilyn Gutman. There are also a lot of books in the library and bookstores that you can find. From KVMR, I'm Dr. Josie Gibb, LMFT.